ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ವಿಚಾರ ಶಾಂತಿ ಪಾಠ. ಓಂ ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂದು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಮಥೋಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್. ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಮಸ್ತ್ವ ನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು. ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ 10 ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಮೇಜರ್. ಈಶಾಕೇನ ಕಠಾಪ್ರಶ್ನ ಮುಂಡಕ ಮಾಂಡುಕ್ಯ ಆಯಿಥರೇಯ ತೈಥರೇಯ ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯ ಚಾಂದೋಕ್ಯ. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ 10 ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ these 10 Upanishads are having something great topics or more important topics than the other Upanishads. All Upanishads teachings are complete, but these 10 Upanishads we have commentary by Shankaracharya, therefore we call it as the major Upanishads. Vedantic thoughts are complete. But among this, Chandokya is considered important because Tattvamasi Mahavakya is in this Upanishad. And in Brahma Sutra also, Bhagavan Vyasa quotes or all his analysis of Upanishad mantras are mainly based on this Upanishad. Shankarabhashya also maximum quotes from this Upanishads. So if we study Brahma Sutra without Chandokya, we will not be able to make sense in our study of Brahma Sutra, because Chatusutri is okay, but afterwards you will get into trouble. So meaning of Upanishad word is Brahmavidya. Upa-ni-shad. Upa means near. The nearest in you is consciousness, Paramatma. Near and far is also relative. What is the nearest in you is consciousness, Paramatma, Atma. Shat, Shatalra Dhatu has got three meanings: Vicharanam, Avasadanam, Gati. Vishadranam means Shithilikaranam. That which destroys your ignorance. And ignorance born problems. Ignorance born problem is sorrow, suffering, conditioning, bondage, etc. Having destroyed, it takes you, in having destroyed ignorance and ignorance born problems, it takes you, it doesn't leave you there high and dry, it takes you, gati, to where? To the nearest in you, that is Paramatma. Ni Shabda is used for Nischayarthena. Definitely, it is not that after death it is promised or after some time. No, it is definitely here itself, the very study itself will give you that knowledge. Upanishad is also called Vedanta or Atmavidya or Jnanakanda, means purely dealing with knowledge. There is no mention of karma or upasana. But in this Chandogya Upanishad, you will see 5 chapters are dealing with upasana. Different levels of upasana you will see in the Chandogya Upanishad. Only in the 6th, 7th and 8th Vedanta is taught. But all 5 chapters are all upasana. So, if somebody said in English we use philosophy, the word philosophy. It means, phil means love. And sophy means knowledge. Somebody can do some research on that. Means love for knowledge. So, philosophy means love for knowledge. So, Vedanta means, the philosophy section of our scriptures means love for knowledge, love of knowledge. Now comes the word Chandogya. Chandoga is the root. Chandas means Vedic meter. Chandasa Vrishabho Vishwarupaha. So Chandas means Vedic meter. It means Vedic meter or Veda mantra. Ga means the one who sings. Gayanti. Chandaha Gayati iti Chandoga. So the singer of the Vedas. Only Samavedi sings. A person belonging to Samaveda, when it comes to Rig Veda, we only chant with Rig Veda, we don't sing. So Rig Vedam Patati, not Gayati. But Samaveda is sung. So that Etat Samagayan Haste Ahuha. Ahamannam, ahamannam, ahamannado, ahamannada. So this is Samagaya, Samaganam. Same Rig Veda mantras, when it is set to Raga, Swara and Tala, then it is called Sama. Sama means Sama, harmony, symphony. Now this Upanishad belong to Samaveda. So Chandoganam Upanishad, Chandoganam Yam, what belong to Chandoga is Chandogya Upanishad. So Shantipada is the same, like in Keno Upanishad. Say Keno Upanishad also belong to Samaveda. So the Shantipada is same. This Upanishad is 4.5 times bigger than Taittiriya Upanishad. Oh, you can see, there are 8 chapters or adhyaya. Each adhyaya is divided into sections called khanda. So, 5 chapters, as I said, it is upasana only. And all the 3 chapters, Vedanta. Now, first is the Shantipada. Shantipada is the first prayer is seeking physical welfare. Apyayandu mamangani vak prana chakshu shrotra matho balamindriyani cha sarvani. So this is karya karana sankhata yogyata. So karya karana sankhata yogyata, that is physical body and the mind and all those. So vak pani pada, so karya karana sankhata here means the karmendriyas, jnanendriyas, manaha, buddhi, all of them should be fit to study this scriptures. Second step is for Shraddha in Veda and Brahma. Mama Brahma Nirakarot Nirakaranamastu Nirakaranikarmayastu Tadatmani Nirdeya Upanishattu Brahma Dharmaste Mayisantu. Then third is for gaining necessary qualification. Sadhana Chatushte Sampatti. Let me have all the qualification to study the scriptures. So this is the idea of the Shantipad. So you have the book, you can read Shantipad. We'll go to the text. Now this is a very famous chapter. This is the first chapter where Jnanam, sixth chapter we are taking now. We are not going into the five chapters, that is Sadhana, Upasana. One of the Upasanas, I remember reading it, the teacher is telling that student, when you are breathing in and breathing out, remember that you are breathing in Hiranyagarbha and you are breathing out to Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha means total. You are immediately connected to the total. You are not isolated individual. You are not an island sitting here. You are connected while breathing. If this awareness is there, that is the greatest upasana, he says. It's one of the most beautiful upasana. Breathing we do all the time, but we never think about it. But where are you breathing in? From where you are breathing in is from the total. Breathe out is also to the total. So it is, we are connected immediately. That awareness is the greatest upasana, he said. One of the beautiful upasana it gives. Like that, there are so many. The Haropasana and all that, it is there. Now, this is the first chapter where Jnanam aspect is introduced. Now, five chapters Upasana was given. Some wonder why the five chapters have to be studied first. Why not study only the sixth chapter like we are doing? Shankaracharya says, many mantras from those five chapters were taken for analysis in the Brahma Sutra portion by Vedavyasacharya. In fact, the first chapter cannot be understood without Chandokya's, this sixth chapter cannot be understood without Chandokya five chapters. Second reason is that Upasana can lead one to Krama Mukti. Because all the five chapters talk about Karma Mukti. Like in Gita, each chapter talk about Karma Mukti. Bhagavan never talk about that topic afterwards. So after seventh chapter, eighth chapter alone, he talks about Karma Mukti. And therefore, along with Jnanakandam, which gives Sadhyo Mukti, Upasana is also included because it gives Karma Mukti. So, karma with upasana leads to Brahmaloka. It's something like when you are chanting Vishnu Sahasranama, it is a karma. But if you use dhyanam it is upasana. So a karma along with upasana, Chandogya Upanishad says, tivrataram bhavati. The phalam become tivra, great, more emphasized. So this karma with upasana is the one that leads you to krama mukti or brahmaloka. One more important reason, even though upasana may not be directly give knowledge, but upasana will lead one to Vedanta. Because upasana gives chitta ekagrata and chitta vishalata. Chitta vishalata, expansion. That's why Virat Swarupa Upasana gives you that expansion of mind. Preparatory step for Vedanta, therefore 5 chapters are included in the Upanishads. This is the only chapter dedicated to Jnanam without any Upasana. But 7th and 8th contain Jnanam, but also Upasana. Other main reason, it is popular due to Tattvamasi Mahavakya. 9 times it comes. Even those days also, they have to be told 9 times. What about us? 9 lives maybe. Jiva Ishvara Aikya Bodhaka Vakyam Mahavakyam. But Jiva Ishvara Aikya Bodhaka Vakyam, there is a problem. Because Aikyam, when you say, we already decided it is two. So better Akhandartha Bodhaka Vakyam is better. So it is not different, it is one. So second definition is better. Reason is, the first definition we may think Jiva and Ishvara get united with the process. That is not true. There is no division between Jiva and Ishvara, both are one. So Akhandartha Bodhaka Vakyam is Mahavakyam. So we have 4 Vedas, Rigveda. In Aitareya Upanishad, Prajnanam Brahma is Mahavakya. Yajurveda, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Aham Brahmasmi is the Mahavakya. Samaveda in Chandogya Upanishad, Tattvamasi. In Atharvana Veda, Mandogya Upanishad, Ayamatma Brahma. These are the 4 Mahavakyas. These are all one sample taken from each Veda. Actually, Mahavakyas are many actually. It's not just 4 samples are given. Now, this chapter is taken as a model of Mimamsa analysis. Upanishad is analyzed in a particular way, which is called Mimamsa. So there is a vithi. I just give you, don't worry about it. Upakrama, upasamhara, abhyasa, apurvata, phalam, arthavadaha, upapatti, lingam, tatparya nirnaye. These are the shatlingas generally used for understanding or analyzing the Upanishad teaching. So to teach this method, the model is this 6th chapter of Chandogya. That's the reason why I mentioned that. 16 sections are there in this chapter, where Vedanta is taught in the form of a dialogue between Uddhalaka, the father, teacher, and Swetaketu, the son, student. A story is told to bring the student and the teacher together. So that is the Akhyayika introduction. So first chapter is to bring the student and the teacher together. Now let us read that. Om Shvetaketur Haruneya Asa. Tamha Pito Vacha ஸ்வேதகேதோ வஸ ப்ரஹ்மச்சர்யம் நவை சௌம்ய அஸ்மத் குலீன அனநூச்ய ப்ரஹ்ம பந்துரிவ பவதீதி. So Upanishad introduces the student Swetaketu, who is the son of Uddalaka Aruni, who is the son of Aruna. Swetaketu is Aruna's grandson. Aruneya, grandson, Aruni, son. He was about 12 years old, means Upanayanam, etc. is over. One day his father Aruni called him, means our Uddalaka. Tamha pito vacha, to him, his father said, Hey Swetaketo, O Swetaketo, Brahmacharyam, you should take to a Gurugulavasa. Brahmacharyam indicates studentship. Brahmacharyam has got an implied meaning of Gurugulavasa. Because those days the student is called Brahmachari. Brahma means Veda here. Patanartham charati iti Brahmachari. Veda patanartham charati Brahmachari. For studying Veda, the lifestyle is called Brahmacharya. In this way of life, celibacy is one of the disciplines also. But main thing is study of scriptures. Now, why did father ask him to go to Gurukula when the father himself is a great teacher? There are two reasons. Because father himself is not a good teacher when it comes to his own child. So, Pandita Putra, it is said. So, because Pandita Putra means useless. Why? Because the father is so anxious to load him with his knowledge. The child get indigestion. That is one reason. Shankaracharya gives another reason. In fact, learning from one's own father is considered great. Actually, according to our tradition, this is called Niyamadhyayanam. Shankaracharya gives great importance to such students. That being so, father could have taught the boy, but Shankaracharya says, from this we infer the father has to go somewhere. Means palayanam. Pravasaha, outing he was. He must have gone somewhere. He must be having busy some other thing. Then, why should he go? Hey, Somya, oh dear one. Any member in our family never remained without studying Vedas. Anuvacha, anuvach means learning. Ananuchya. That's why you see that Taittiriya Veda, Vedam Anuchya Acharya Vasanam Anuchya. Without Ananuchya means without study. So if you don't study Vedas, then you will be called only Brahma Bandhu. What is this Brahma Bandhu title is very interesting. The meaning of Brahmana is the one who study Veda. That is the meaning. If he does not study, he is only a namesake Brahmana. You know, that is applicable to all of us now. For that, they use the word Brahma Bandhu. Means all other Brahmanas he can call as his relatives. That is all. Those people who studied, my uncle has done yaga, and my father has an adhyanam, and my great-grandfather has a title, Tripadi, Chaturvedi. That is all you can say. But what about you? Nothing. So this is the Brahma Bandhu means that. So if you do not study, see this, father did not say or what do you call, reprimand him or anything. He just called and said that in our family, nobody remained uneducated. That is all he said. He did not say anything else. Because 12 years, this fellow is not showing any interest in study, going to school. He is a total dropout. So naturally, the father was concerned. So he said, look, in our family, everybody was a great scholar. Nobody remained uneducated. And left the boy. This is also a teaching we have to learn, see. We are always with like a chaku behind the child. No, not that. You tell him and leave him. Have faith in his decision. So, that the Upanishad is silent here, what happened afterwards. But he must have come back to the father and said, Father, take me to a Gurukula. So father must have taken him to a guru's place. Then here, now afterwards what happened only, he's telling now second mantra. Sahat dvadasya varsham upetya.
Sahat dvadasya varsham upetya.
Chaturvimshati varshaha.
Chaturvimshati varshaha.
Sarvan vedan atitya.
Sarvan vedan atitya.
Mahamana.
Anuchanamani
stabdha
eyaya
tamha pito vacha
svetaketo
yennu
somya
idam mahamana
anuchanamani
stabdha
अस्युतत्तमादेशमप्राक्ष्य येनाश्रुतं श्रुतं भवति अमतं मतं अविज्ञातमिति
कथन्नु भगवः
स आदेशो भवतीति.
सो श्वेतकेतु डिसाइडेड टू गो टू ए टीचर एंड लिव विथ हिम व्हेन ही वाज 12. सो अप टू 24th ईयर ही लर्न्ड ऑल वेदास मीन्स अनदर 12 इयर्स. जनरली इट इज सेड इट टेक्स 12 इयर्स टू कंप्लीट एनी स्टडी. Even if you want to become a musician, 12 years they say. So any science takes. So here also, the boy spent another 12 years and all learned all Vedas, Vedangas. Then what happened? Vidyagarvam, pride of education. He looked at himself as Mahamanaha. Mahamanas means a man of great learning. There is nothing wrong in that. But then, Anuchanamani, another adjective is given here, Visheshanam is given, Anuchanamani, looking at himself as a great learned scholar. Literal meaning is the one who has learned Vedas and Vedankas is called Anuchanaha. But here, Anuchanamani is it. He became proud. Vidita Veda Vedangaha is Anuchanaha. And Stabdaha, arrogant. So, the one who never bent before others is called Stabdaha. Never do Namaskaram. That's why in our tradition, Namaskaram is very important. Namaskaram to elders, like a stiff person. Father understood there is a problem. Looking at him, the way he walked around the house, the way he looked. So generally, all our youngsters, when they come back from college, you know how they look and how they behave. So from that, the father understood. Uh-oh, for what I send and what he has become, totally different. So, Svetaketu, you seems to be very proud of your learning. Pride is with qualification. When you have qualification, you become proud. Vanity is without any qualification, you feel great. That is vanity. I don't know why they call vanity for our bathroom. That thing is called vanity, right? There may be some reason. Show off your vanity. different things are there. Now, the father asks, have you learned one particular branch of knowledge? Do you have that paravidya? Uta apraksya. Did you ask for that knowledge? Adeshaha. Now, what particular teaching? Yena ashrutam sutam bhavati. So the father is giving a test to the student. You said you learned everything, but have you learned this? What is that? By which the unheard become heard. Amatam matam bhavati. That which is not thought of become thought of. Avijnatam vijnatamiti. The unknown becomes known. Have you got that special knowledge? Now, the student replies, Bhagavaha, O revered sir, Saha, that Adeshaha, that teaching, Katham, of what nature? Kathannu bhavati. And how is it possible also? What is that knowledge? And how is it possible? Because his point is, by studying one thing, how do you know something else? Sangeeta jnanena Vedanta jnanam nabhavati. So if you learn Sangeeta, how can you know Vedanta? That's not possible. So if you know one thing, you will know only one thing. But here the teacher is asking, having known this, you will know everything. So yena ashrutam sudam bhavati avijnatam vijnatam amatam matam bhavati. So this is the question. So knowing which you come to know, actually the idea is knowing which you come to know everything. So how is that possible? So it is illogical to think for Shvetaketu. By knowing one thing, how can everything will be known? It is illogical, it is impossible. Therefore, kathannu bhagavaha adesha bhavati. How can there be a knowledge which give rise to that knowledge, knowing which everything is known, knowing which everything is as well known? It is not that knowing which everything is known, okay? Because suppose you have atmajnana, then I suddenly start speaking in Chinese, you will not know. You need a translator. Some people ask, you know, Brahmajnanam, you know everything, nuclear science, you know. You have not studied science, so it's not necessary. So, it's as well known. That is the idea better. He addresses father as Bhagavaha with respect. Therefore, there is some chance. He's not that totally arrogant. Now, Uddhalaka, the father, justify his statement, saying, Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati iti. How is it possible, knowing one, you will know everything? How is that possible? Now, the father has not become teacher yet. Okay. The father become teacher later. So now he is giving some sample. The father here is proving that it is possible. With example, now third mantra also we saw. Yena ashrutam sudam bhavati amatam matam vijnanam vijnanamiti katannu bhagavaha sa adesho bhavati. Fourth mantra. They are all introduction only. The topic has not come. Teaching has not come yet.
यथा सौम्य
एकेन मृत्पिंडेन
சர்வம் மிருண்மயம்
விஜ்ஞாதம்
ஸ்யாத் வாசாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாமதேயம் மிருத்திகேத்யேவ சத்யம்.
Now here the would-be guru is not at guru. He is justifying his point by pointing out the possibility of knowing one can come to know everything. Ega vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati. The answer is karana vijnanena karyam sarvam vijnatam bhavati. Karana vijnanena, karana means cause. Once you come to know the cause, then you will come to know all effects made of that cause. This is the essence of this passage. Karanam means here upadana karanam, not the nimitta karanam. Upadana karanam, that alone will be taken here now. One is called nimitta karanam, the other is upadana. Potter is and the clay. Potter is nimitta karanam, the clay is upadana karanam. Material cause. In this context, we are forgetting for the time being nimitta karanam. We take here only the upadana karanam. So one upadana karanam, like clay, appears as many varieties of object by assuming varieties of names and forms. So ekameva upadana karanam vivitha நாம ரூபாபியாம் அநேக காரியாணி பவந்தி. ஸோ ஒன் உபாதான காரணம், தட் இஸ் கிளே, பிகம்ஸ் மெனி பாட்ஸ், மெனி டிஃப்ரெண்ட் கைண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பாட். அண்ட் தட் பாட் ஆல்சோ டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ரிஃபைன்மெண்ட் கோஸ் த்ரூ. சி, த வெரி சேம் கிளே கோஸ் த்ரூ மெனி டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ப்ராசஸஸ். ஸோ தெர் ஆர் சிம்பிள் பாட் இஸ் தேர். The same cup and saucer is also clay only, but it has gone into different processing. So the material cause is one, but due to different processing. That is why in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there is a statement that all the lokas, bhuvah svaha mahah tapah janah satyam, all these lokas are made up of five elements. All of them are made of five elements. But there is a difference in refinement. So the grossest is the earth. But if you go to Surgaloka, the same five elements are used for making it. But there is a difference in refinement. The same way, Satyaloka also. All the lokas are made up of five elements only. But there is a difference in the same way the clay also here. The material cause is the same because Panchabhutas are the one that has gone into the makeup of the 14 lokas. So therefore, but there is a difference in their refinement. So here also the pot, the clay is the material cause. But that very same clay becomes many the karyas, effects. But once you know the cause, that clay is the cause, then it is as good as known. What all the parts are as well known. It is not that one by one you have to know, because you know the cause. This is idea. So one upadana karanam appears as many varieties of object by assuming different name and form. So vacharambanam vikaro namateha. One material cause with the help of varieties of names and form appears as varieties of effects. When you analyze all the effects, the difference is only in the name and form, not in the content. Difference is superficial. Name and form does not have any substance. The name and form doesn't have substance. The substance is only material. So if Nama Rupa has substance, then it should exist independently. Therefore, it cannot exist independently without substance. Name and form cannot exist independently without substance. Therefore, that which cannot exist independently, we call it as mithya. Superficial. Therefore, one substance alone appears as many and varied forms. Once I know the karanam, it is as good as knowing all the karyas, effects. Karana vijnanena karya vijnanam bhavati. So once you know karanam, then all karyam. Karana means cause. Then all the effects are known. Then again, karanam is ekam. Karyams are many. Therefore, studying one is better than studying many. So this is the idea. Knowing gold, you will know all the golden ornaments. But not pots. Just because you know gold, you don't know pots. Just because you know clay, you don't know gold ornaments. Because karanam for the pot is clay, not gold. So too, wood and furniture, etc. Therefore, they are all karanam for a particular karyam only. Now, what is the fundamental karanam for everything? That is enquiry. Then we can arrive at one cause, which is the cause for the entire cosmos. See, this is there in the, I think it is in the 14th chapter or 13th chapter, Prakriti Purusha. See, a particular cause, let us say a species. Now, a human, mother and father can give birth to a human child. It cannot give birth to a bird or animal. Same way, an animal can give birth to an animal child. So too, the reptiles, birds, etc. But when it comes to the entire creation, who gives birth? That is called Prakriti. Prakriti gives birth to the varieties of effects. Therefore, it is called Prakriti. Prakarshena Kriti Yogyatvat Prakriti. It is there in 14th chapter. So, yes, Smin Garbham Dadadime. Something, there is a verse. Now, therefore, other karanams are called Apekshika Karanam. But unless you know Mula Karanam, you will not know everything. Therefore, Brahmajnanena Sarvajnaha Bhavati. This is the goal we have to reach. Therefore, he gives so many examples. Dear boy, just as though a single clod of clay, all that is made of clay would become known. Now, what do you mean by a pot? There is no such substance called pot. It is nothing but a name given to a particular form. This is where we get into Brahma. We think that every word represents a substance. When there is a pada, then there is a padartha. Vedanta says there is no validity. Clay and pot, is there two substances? Pot, the word has no substance. clay a substance. So the, when you say pot, what do you mean by that pot? It is not just the name. We mean pot means clay. This is the point we have to get into. So where is the substance separately other than clay? All the products are in the form of name and form. So therefore the teacher says, Vacharambanam vikaro namatheyam. All modifications are nothing but name based upon words. Mrittika iti eva satyam. Mrittiket eva satyam. So what is truth is only mrit. Now the fifth mantra.
Yatha saumya.
Ekena lohamanina. Sarvam lohamayam. Vijnatam syad. Vacharambanam. Vikaro namadheyam. Lohamityeva satyam. Same way. Yatha, dear boy, just as though a single ingot of gold, all that is made of gold, would become known because all modification is but name based upon words and the gold alone is real. Like we saw the pot and the clay. Now the sixth mantra.
Yatha saumya.
Ekena.
Nakha nikrantanena.
Sarvam karshnayasam. Vijnatam syad. Vacharambanam. Vikaro namadheyam. Krishnaya samityeva. Satyamevam. Saumya. Sa adesho bhavatiti. Ekena nakhandakruntanena. See, those days also they had nail cutter, okay? Nakhatakrana means nail cutter. Don't think that we were not advanced those days. Nakhatakrandanena. Karshnayasam, that is made of iron. Vijnatam, known. So how? Just as a single nail cutter, if you look at it, it is made up of iron, would become known. So therefore, all modification is but name based upon words. And the iron alone is real. Such, dear boy, is that teaching. Such a teaching is possible. Vikaraha, a product, namadheya mean name, vacharambanam, initiated by walk means tongue. Other than name, there is no substance at all. Pot has no real existence apart from clay. Therefore, this world is nothing but a word. What is world? W-O-R-L-D. You remove the L. Word. What is L? L is Bhagavan, Lord. You remove the Lord, what is there? Only shell. Karanam eva satyam, karyam is mithya. Eva shabda is used mean to indicate mud alone is the truth, not pot. That is what is implied here. Now, our ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் ஸ்மார்ட் நவ. He says, typical answer from a like a teenager. See, if my teacher knew this, he would have taught me. That means he didn't know, or there must be some other reason, whatever it is. Navai noonam bhavantaha. அத்யேததவேதிஷ்யன் கதம் மே நாவக்ஷ்யந்நிதி பகவான் த்வேவ மே தத் ப்ரவீதி இதி ததா சௌம்யேதி ஹோவாச இதி ப்ரதம கண்டஹ. பகவந்தஹ, ஹி அட்ரெஸஸ் ஹிஸ் ஃபாதர் பகவந்தஹ, ஓ லார்ட், தே மை டீச்சர்ஸ், நூனம் வை ஷுவர்லி ஏதத் ந அவேதிஷு, டிட் நாட் நோ. யதி ஏதத் அவேதிஷ்யத், அவேதிஷ்யன், இஃப் தே ஹேட் நோன், மே கதம் ந அவக்ஷன், வாய் டிட் தே நாட் டீச் மீ? இஃப் தே நியூ, தே வுட் ஹேவ் டாட் மீ. ஸோ தேர்ஃபார் He is addressing his father, Bhagavan, please teach me. You teach me. So, Navainunam Bhagavandasta Edadeva Dishu Yathyetat Eva. Surely my revered teachers did not know it. For if they had known, why should they not have told or taught me? However, revered father, please teach me. Now there is no other conversation, hesitation or anything like that. It is not mentioned. Upanishad is not like Puranas. You know, Puranas will give you a lot of introduction. Then afterwards the student went and prostrated to him and then requested the teacher, please teach me. Then the father said, not today, tomorrow you come. All kinds of. This introduction will be there. Yes, Upanishad doesn't give all that. So be it. Immediately said, okay. Tathasomyedi hovacha. So, tadastu. Okay, I will teach you. So this and the first section. Now the second section only, the teaching starts. We will read and we'll get into it tomorrow with a bang. This is a very famous statement. Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asid Ekameva Adyutiyam Tadheika Ahuhu Asadeva இதமக்ர ஆசீத் ஏகமேவ அத்யுதீயம் தஸ்மாத் அசதஹ சஞ்சாயத. In the beginning, dear boy, this was existence alone. One only, without a second. But some say that in the beginning this was non-existence alone, one only. I think from here only Shunyavada came. Without a second. From that non-existence arose whatever exists. Now the point here he is making is knowing one thing, everything is as well known. Karana vijnanena karya vijnanam bhavati. Now the teacher is teaching the moola karanam, means he has to show the entire creation has come from that moola karanam. Therefore, this prakaranam is called srishti prakaranam. Shruti, srishti means the outcome of all the products out of one fundamental material, which is called moola karanam. Once srishti is discussed, the karanam and karya will be clear. That karanam alone is the essence of all karyas. That is the first part. Second part, let us say, Brahman is the moola karanam. Then once you know Brahman, we will know everything that has come out of Brahman, which is called this srishti. Now the question is, what is that Brahman? What is the nature of that Brahman? And how do we come to know that Brahman, etc.? These are the points to be discussed here. Now teacher says, that Brahman from whom everything has come and who is the essence of the entire creation, and that Brahman is you, Tattvamasi. Now, this is the whole teaching. Second part of the teaching is, first part is Tat, Moola Karanam. Second part is Tvam, Shrota. Asi is the connection. From section 2 to 7, we'll talk about Srishti Prakriya. So there are 16 sections, you see. So from second section to 7, Srishti Prakriya means Tatpada Vakyam. And the 8th section, we will get Tvampada Vakyartham, means you. Minus your Nama Rupa. What is the essence? That is the truth, Sat. From 9 to 16, in 8th section, we get the Asipadam, Aikyam. This is revealed through many examples. Through nine different examples, Tattvamasi is indicated. Now, in this 6th chapter, Brahman is called Sat. Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asid. That's a statement. Next chapter, it is called Bhuma. 7th chapter. Here the Vidya is called Sat Vidya. Here Brahman is called Sat, therefore it is called Sat Vidya. The 7th chapter, the Brahman is called Bhuma, so called Bhuma Vidya. Now, Sat existence alone agre asid, before creation. Before creation, what was there was only Sat. Now here, so many questions are raised. I will tell you the questions, we'll answer tomorrow, okay? Meaning is, before the creation, existence alone was there. That means, what happened now after creation? Before creation, existence, and after creation, what happened to the existence? Number one question. Before creation, existence alone was there. Now, after creation, what happened to the existence? This is one question. Is it no more existence? Like previously, you are good means you are not good now, isn't it? You are good before means what? Not now. Now also, everything is existence only. Then, why you say in the beginning everything was existence. Bhashyakara says, you are not reading properly. Sat eva. It was pure existence. Means without name and form. Now also existence, but with nama rupa sahita existence. Previously, when it was in the pure form of sat, there was no vyavahara transaction like idam, tat, etc. But the very same sat associated with name and form, that avyavaharyam sat become vyavaharyam sat. Now, there are so many problems. What are they? Question is, from where did this nama rupa come? See, is that sat alone was there? Now, if you say sat alone was there, then before creation sat alone was there. After creation also sat alone is there. But in between this name and form you introduce from where? Where does this name and form come? Now that is one question. Okay. Now, name and form, let us say it has come. How does it exist? What is the relations between the name and form with sat? How does it exist? It has got a real relationship. If it is a real relationship, then how do we get out of it? So all these questions are there. We will talk about it tomorrow. So that will make you come tomorrow, right? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. It's only 1 hour, no? Finish up class.
There is breakfast upstairs with tea, so please have some before you go home.
Go home? Oh, go to work.